Macmillan Audio presents White Nights by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Gordon Griffin.
Prologue. The passengers streamed ashore from the cruise ship. They wore light jackets and sunglasses and jerseys tied around their shoulders. They had been told that the weather was unpredictable this far north. The ship was so big that from this perspective, looking up at it from Morrison's dock, the town beyond was dwarfed. Row after row of windows, each with its own balcony, a floating city. It was midday in Lerwick. The sun was bouncing off the still water, and the great white hull was so bright that you had to squint to look at it. In the car park, a fleet of buses waited. The tourists would be taken to the archaeological sites in the south, to see the seabird cliffs, to photograph the puffins, and for a guided tour of the silverworks. At some point, there would be a stop for a Shetland high tea. Waiting at the foot of the gangplank was a performer, a moving piece of art or street theatre, a slender man dressed as a Pierrot, a clown mask on his face. He didn't speak, but he acted out a pantomime for the visiting travellers. He made a lavish bow, one hand held across his stomach, the other sweeping towards the floor. The tourists smiled. They were willing to be entertained. To be accosted in a city was one thing. A city housed beggars and disturbed people, and it was safest to turn away, not to catch the eye. But this was Shetland. There could be nowhere more safe.